listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, winter driving conditions are a challenge not just for humans, but also for designers of self-driving vehicles. We'll find out how Finnish researchers are trying to design a car made just for harsh Wisconsin-like winter weather. First, as we near the end of the year, we wanted to hear from legislative leaders about the big issues of 2017 and their goals for the new year. Today, we talk with Wisconsin Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz, Democrat from Oshkosh. Last week at this time, we heard from Wisconsin Senate President Roger Roth, a Republican representing the Appleton area. Representative Hintz, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, one of the big stories of the year that still isn't quite done yet is the Foxconn deal. It was one of the biggest votes in the legislature. We'll be watching that as construction moves forward. All but four Assembly Democrats have voted against that. You are in the seat of one of those Democrats now, Peter Barca. You've replaced as Assembly Minority Leader. How are you going to be watching, monitoring that Foxconn project now as it moves forward?
Well, the legislation is passed, the contract is signed, but the enforcement and accountability that needs to be done is really what we're going to be focusing on. It's important to remember that even under the best case scenario, Wisconsin taxpayers are out up to $3 billion and that it'll have a 25-year payback. In addition to that, we learned that the governor is going to raid funds from the State Highway Rehabilitation Fund to put toward local roads that support Foxconn. So we're going to keep highlighting the fact that this is now costing over $4 billion of taxpayer money, and we're going to make sure that, you know, to the extent that we can, we're going to enforce and keep accountable every decision.
And you mentioned transportation funding, and that was one of the other big stories in the legislature this year through the budget deal. Again, transportation, I don't think anybody came away feeling like that was solved. What do you want to see moving forward when it comes to road building, road maintenance funding in the state?
I want to see the challenge solved. I mean, this was the issue of the session. It's been punted on since the governor was elected, but at the beginning of the 2017 session, everybody said transportation needs to be solved. We can't keep kicking it down the road, driving up the cost of projects, borrowing more money, letting our roads fall apart. And yet, for the fourth straight budget, Governor Walker and the Republicans absolutely failed. And the problem's only going to be worse in the future. And so when you govern by ideology, it's the Wisconsin, you know, residents who lose.
Well, on a practical level, would you want to see either lower priorities on roads or more revenue? And if more revenue, where does that come from?
Democrats have been willing to come to the table for whatever resolution is necessary, and it involves more revenue. That can be done a variety of ways, but, you know, it's a fake argument to think that we can continue to borrow money, to delay projects well into the future, to try to patch potholes and act like we're going to have a 21st century economy. We make things in Wisconsin. I'm from Northeast Wisconsin, and getting those goods to market requires safe, efficient infrastructure that we're really, you know, letting fall by the wayside.
Is this an issue, you think, in the 2018 election?
Absolutely, because I think the public has heard for eight straight years about the importance of getting this done. And the fact that this governor, from a leadership standpoint, has been unable to lead the state, and from an infrastructure standpoint, I mean, we are seeing more cones, more delays. The Milwaukee interchange is going to be delayed. And I think when the public sees that they're getting money taken away from their projects to pay for local roads that support Foxconn, I think people have had enough.
I want to turn to a couple of national issues and how they're playing out here in Wisconsin. On the national level, the Me Too movement has brought sexual harassment and assault to the forefront, including in politics. Late last month, Wisconsin legislative leadership from both parties came out to say the legislature will continue the policy of not publicly releasing info about sexual harassment complaints. Critics are saying, some people in the media are saying, hey, the public has a right to know. What do you think about that?
Well, look, this is obviously a very serious issue, but it's also a very complicated issue. And here in the legislature, we're taking it very seriously, reviewing all of our HR policies, making sure that we're doing everything possible to make this a safe and healthy workplace. As the leaders, we look to balance the need for a confidential process that gives victims a safe place to report while also keeping the public informed and holding abusers accountable. you know, HR has indicated that when people come forward, they're usually less likely to file a report because of concerns about confidentiality and privacy. And so we know there would be costs associated with people being willing to come forward if they know it's just going to be released to the media.
And new training on sexual harassment, lawmakers, I understand, and staff will be attending. I mean, is that something that's going to be enough to prevent this from becoming as big an issue in Wisconsin as it is in national politics and in other state capitals?
Well, look, something that we probably haven't done enough, and I'm committed to working with the Speaker and the leaders over in the Senate as well, and making sure that it isn't just a one-time thing, or it's, you don't get handed a packet of papers when you start to work in the building, but that we're always continuously taking the feedback of people and making sure that they know the channels available to them to be able to file a complaint should there be something in the workplace that makes them uncomfortable. So I think we're going to try to do it at least annually, but we're really getting a lot of good ideas, both from HR and, you know, from other people. This is something that's happening around the country.
We're talking to Assembly Representative Gordon Hintz, a Democrat and Assembly Minority Leader. And then also at the national level, a new tax overhaul coming out of Congress. How do you see this affecting Wisconsin?
Well, I think it's going to impact the entire country. I mean, if you ever wondered where Donald Trump and Scott Walker stand, a budget is about values, and tax changes like this are about values. If you want to reward the wealthiest individuals, the people that are getting by, doing the best right now at the expense of the programs that benefit working people, that benefit opportunity, this is your roadmap. I think it's incredibly dangerous and destructive. If you see a lot of the articles that are out there, long-term, it has the ability to dramatically change so much of what our country was based on in terms of the funding that's available for programs. I mean, it is really going to shrink the revenue that's available. It's going to blow the deficit up, and it's probably going to increase the inequality that exists between the wealthiest 1% and everybody else.
We spend a lot of time talking about partisan debates in the state legislature, but over the last year, we've brought in pairs of legislators, one from each party, who are working on bipartisan legislation. Do you think, even amid some of these other contentious issues we're talking about, there's room for a cooperation on important things here in the state?
Absolutely. And it happens on a daily basis. Obviously, there are some major differences, especially when it comes to a budget and, policy values, but there are plenty of things that impact all Wisconsinites that don't really belong to either party. There's a bipartisan bill that we're trying to get passed right now to stop big box retailers like Walmart or Menards from getting out of paying their fair share of taxes and shifting the burden to residential taxpayers. And, we're trying to get that passed. It's had a hearing in both houses. And, of course, if we don't act, you're going to see the tax burden shift, from those companies to individuals. And I think that's something that everybody recognizes would be a bad thing. And we're hoping to get Governor Walker's support to help get that done.
We're knocking on the door of a new year. What are some of your legislative priorities for 2018?
Sure. Well, obviously, that dark store loophole that I just discussed, which is a little complicated, but it's gotten some attention. But as Democrats, non-budget-wise, we think there's a lot of programs out there that would address the challenges that we face in the state right now. We've got more than 1 million student loan borrowers that are saddled with debt, that are unable to, buy their first home, to even move out of their parents' home. That's really hurting our economy and hurting their ability to move on. We know that working families are supporting with the high cost of child care, so we've got a child care tax credit that we think, again, would help support the economic security of so many families that are not seeing their wages gone up and are, really struggling to get by. And lastly, the expansion of the Family Medical Leave Act, which, again, would provide more flexibility for families that are out there. We really look at our agenda as supporting opportunity, opportunity, fairness, and equality in the state.
I want to wrap up with some pure politics. I'm guessing you watched what happened in Virginia, their elections there, the special Senate election in Alabama. Are you and other Wisconsin Democrats thinking you might follow their lead?
Well, we're very interested. Each state is different, but Democrats have won 33 legislative seats since Donald Trump got elected. And in places like Virginia, they won seats that were very Republican seats. Again, we're different demographics than Alabama and Wisconsin. We think that 8 years of Scott Walker has been too much and that the Walker-Trump agenda is out of line with how most Wisconsinites feel. But we also know as Democrats, we're going to take our message to the people. You know, we think the longstanding values that support natural resources in our state, good infrastructure, and a strong university system are things that people want to see happen, you know, not what we've seen over the last 8 years. So we're going to put ourselves in a position to succeed. I will say the energy and excitement that we're seeing from people throughout the state is very encouraging, and you know, we're hopeful heading into 2018.
We'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rob.
That was Wisconsin Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz, Democrat representing Assembly District 54, which includes Oshkosh. Last week at this time, we talked to Wisconsin Senate President Roger Roth, a Republican representing District 19, which includes Appleton. You can find both of those interviews at WPR.org/Central Time.